just before we do the last paragraph of the Grizz, I just want to do, I mean, something obvious, but just let me just state it to make sure where we all know this. So it comes out that it's very similar, but basically there are two ways to learn the Gemara. There's a Gemara at asked Akasha, right? B'migdash Rishon mi havoi paroches. And then the Gemara gives the answer of paroches debavi. And then it has another answer, but I'm not so interested in the other answer. So if you learn like Rashi, so then the Gemara is saying like this, Migdash Rishon mi havoi paroches, meaning there was an amatraxin. There was no essential paroches. And the Havamina was assuming that when it says that they would go be golel the paroches before the Kruvim, that it meant an essential paroches. The one that really is functioning to be mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. That's why the Gemara says, mi havai paroches. But Kamash Malan, that no. Kamash Malan, that it's not the paroches that was a mavdil. It was a paroches debavi. It was litzniusa, according to Rashi. And they have, of course, they had to be golit because of practical reasons, because it was there. It was there, it was a functioning for tznius. The real mavdil was the amatraxin, but they had to be golit the parochas, because obviously they wouldn't be able to see the kruvim. That's how Rashi learns.
You think there was an amatraxin in the Mikdash Rishon?
What do you mean? That's the only place. That's the only place.
Sorry, I got confused. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
But right, that's what Rashi's saying. That just like there was parochas debavi by Migdash Sheni, there was also parochas debavi by Migdash Rishon, which means it functioned as a niusa b'alma. But nevertheless, it would be blocking or would obscure the view of the Kruvim. They had to be golit. Okay? So that's how Rashi learns. If you learn like the Rambam, okay, if you learn like the Rambam, it's as follows. Hey, just give me one second. But the problem was, the Rambam who learns that there was a parochas hamavdelis even by Migdash Rishon, even though there was an amatraxin, still was a din parochas. And what's the Gemara's answer? Parochas debavi. Right. So bottom line is that there's another halacha of that there's a parochas on the Pesach Ahechol. That was a din of masach, and that's from the Mishkan, and even though now there's a hechel with lasos, you see the din of masach still is retained, at least according to the Rambam. Correct. So the Gemara's question was, one second, Gemara. So according to the Rambam, it's like this. The Havamina was there a paroches in Migdash Rishon? Because now you have amatraxin. So the Gemara's answer is paroches debavi, which means, the way the Griz interprets it, Aliba de Rambam, it means just like you see that in Migdash Sheni now you have real dlossos by the Heichal, etc. And nevertheless, the din masach doesn't go away, it's still retained. So too, even though now there's an amatraxin, but the din of paroches as a mavdil is still retained. That's how the Gemara works according to the Rambam. So the Hava Mina was that since you have a real binyan, who needs parochas? Kamash Malan, not true. Kamash Malan, that you see that there were certain characteristics of the Mishkan that had it to be part of the structure of the Migdash. And that's the parochas, hamavdeles, and the masach, lifnei ha'echol. Those are two things that had to be retained, even though there were dlasos. So that's the Gemara's answer. Yes, there was a real parochas. So according to Rambam, the Kamash Malan is that there really is a real parochas, not just Litzniusa. It's the parochas Hamavdelas, despite the fact that there are dlasos. Okay, so that's how you learn the Gemara, either according to the Rambam or according to Rashi. But the question from Divrei HaYamim, that remains. Why the Gemara acts as if it doesn't know the Pasuk whatsoever. That remains that problem.
What was the purpose of the Masach?
There's the way the Grizz is learning. I mean, he's just hugging to the facts. All you know is one thing. Mishkan, Migdash require a Masach. That's the way this structure has to look. That's it. Just like you have to have a Kodesh, you have to have a Kodesh Kadashim, right? There are certain things you have to, this is what you have to have. You need a Masach. That's a real din. It's a din binyan. Yeah. I mean, definitely, that for some reason, there are these certain features of Mishkan that are permanent in the structure of Migdash. And that, according to Rambam, at least. According to Rambam. The way the Rambam learns it. V'hivdila saparochas. Or v'hivdila chema saparochas. There has to be, parochas has to be a mavdil. It requires a substance of a parochas there. And so too the Ram learns a masach. Right. Based on that Tosefta, of course. Yep. Had to be right, had to be it was Rokim, I said Rokim, Dinam. Yep, okay. The question of, again, so that's how they learn. The Grizz has straightened out how to learn the Gemara. But he hasn't answered the problem of whatever happened to that pasuk. How did they have a Havamina like that? And how could the Maskana is going to Rav's Halach of Parochas Debavi want to just answer a pasuk in Divrei Yom? Right, and that's exactly what he says at the end of that paragraph, where he says, "Aval mikol makom tevrei gemara dayan tmum delama hutzrachnu l'za." Yeah, what do you need all this lumdus? "Valo mikra malayhu b'divrei yamim dohaya parochas b'migdash rishon u'kam ushik asavnu l'mala." Okay. Next, v'hine b'zvachem dafnun hey pshita mugaf kinol dami. Vilon Mai. Alright. So the Gemara says that Mugaf, a closed door, is Kinal Dami. It's the same thing as a locked door. Insofar as the halacha that... what's the halacha there? Insofar as the well-known halacha... Shchita. Amar Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina, Shlomim Sheshachtan Kodem Sheyiftechu Dlasos Ahechal Psulin Shenemar V'shachto Pesach Al Moed B'zman Sheh Pesach Ahechal Pasulach B'vlam B'lo B'zman Shehu Nol. So the Gemara says that the Pashat, that what? Mugaf is Kanal. Vilon Mai. What happens if you have a Vilon? A curtain. So the guy's doing the Shechita Nazara, and there's a Vilon that's suspended before the Hechel. Amar Avzera, hu atzmo einase elaka pesach pasuach. It itself is not considered but like an opening, you know, that it's as if the opening is open. You and Shampir Shrashi, da vilon atzmo eina chashav elaka pesach pasuach. Uveshita mikubetzisham b'shem meharav peretz. Moreno harav peretz. Hiksha al pirzeh chada d'minayin lozeh. Valo al zeh haya shoel. Yeah, good kasha. Right? How did he come down with an answer? That was his question. That was his very question. Vilamai. So you can't just say, "Now this is my opinion." Okay? Yeah. What was the fact that caused him to make that arbitration? Right. Va'o de mai lishna dehu atzmo ein nasa. That's right. It's funny lashon. Gemara should have just said, Amar abzeira vilon kipasuch dami. Or vilon lahavinol. Whatever, but... What? Okay. Fine. What's this? Hu atzmo. Funny lashon. Ayin sham b'divrei hashitik mekabetzis. Ulefi devareinu hanal dahavilon shal pesach heichal hu hu hamasach ha'omar b'mishkan imkein divrei gemara misborim heitev. Of course. In other words, now that the grid says, even though we have not come up with an answer to our biggest kasha, but we have made great headway in many ideas, and we have found out one thing, that the vilon that was Pesach HaEchol isn't Stam Litznius of Alma. But according to the Rambam, it has a Din Masach. It's part of the very structure of the Migdash and Mishkan. Right? Imkein divrei gemara misbarim heitev. Dehine ikrei boya havia dekeven da pesach hayulo dlosos. Alkein din pesach ol moe toli ba dlosos. Imheim psuchem o segurim. Right, that's really the essential way that the Migdash is either open or closed. Those entranceways. The dlosos. Umasha pesach nista maide dover acher kmo vilon. Ein ze mevatel shem pesach ol moed, k'moy boy shachakach de gavo amai. Meaning, open and closed is a matter of the structure. Something that's extraneous and unrelated is not going to affect the definition. Is the ol moed open or closed? Is the heichal open now or not open? The fact that there's something else suspended, extraneous, is not going to play a role. Because the halacha was, the shechit has to be done when the Ohel Moed was niftach. The structure of the Ohel Moed was niftach. So something extraneous to that, what's that got to do with anything? Okay?
Is it a tough opinion though?
No. What are you talking about? One second. One second. So well, let me get to one side, and then we'll get to the other side. We'll do both sides.
Okay.
Valzek ha'pasha Reb Zera. Darei be'emes ha'masach atzmo b'ikr dino eino elaka pesach pasuach. Darei iso ha'sam de b'mishkan eino pasol Rak kodim shiamidu leviim es hamishkan ol achashi yiparku ol achashi yifriku vaaz batal meachotzer din pesach ol moed aval mishum hamasach lo ichbaslan vaafta hamasach perish porus kidarko chashav achotzer pesach ol moed velekashum dina shitzarach logol es hamasach b'shash chita. Uval korchach de kachu ikr dina v'tarasa shal masach she'eno ela kapesach b'tpasuach. Umemela de ein mokum klala hi boya im vila masik v'sosim as a pesach shal heichal. V'hein ein divrei reb zera de kamar hu atzmo einase ela kapesach pasuach. Rotzoloma da masach ba'atzmo b'ikr dina ein bo toras mechitza ustima. וגם במשכן שלא היה רק מסך בלבד, דינו כפסח פסוח, ופשיטה דאינו פוסל בבייס הלומם, ויהיו אין שם בתור... Okay, good. Alright, so we gotta understand this. What's going on here? In other words, the way I understand what the Grizz is saying is like this. In other words, if you're just asking me, is a V-loan a mafsik, because of the din that you have to have shechita, pesach or moed, that's not a visual halacha. It's a halacha that the shechita has to be done when the mishkan migdash are in a certain state, that they're pasuach. Okay? So he's saying his first step logically is that a vilon, an extraneous thing, can never ever affect that halacha. That doesn't make any sense. Because it just doesn't fit into the formulation. It's not logical. You have to do... how's the pasuk go again? That v'shachto pesach ol moed. Bizman shepesach ha-heichol pasuach. So what does a v-loan have to do with that? It's extraneous. So now he's saying, but what the Gemara? Let me just modify that a little bit. In other words, the Gemara's questions like this: Vilon Mai means one side is like he says, is like what we said, that the vilon is extraneous to the structure, so therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. The Grizz doesn't spell out what the other side is, and maybe we should. Right, that was your question before. What's the baya?
Right.
The other side seems to be. Let's not define it yet, but I'll give you an approach. Now, the other side seems to be that the. I'm not sure. In other words, it's not just a structural halacha. It's a halacha that the Maisa Shechita has to be Bifnei Pesach or Moed. So the Vila will be a Masik. In other words, the Gemara's question was, is the halacha Pesach or Moed a halacha in the structure of the Migdash, Bishash Shechita, that it has to be in a certain state? Or is it a lacha in the Maisa Shechita, that the very Maisa Voda has to be in front of a Pesach Pasuach, of Heichal? The Shechita has to be related to the Pesach Pasuach, and therefore the Vilon will be a mafsik. If it's a structural halacha in the status of the migdash, so vilon is extraneous. Who cares that it's there? But if it's a halacha that the very maisa avoda has to be pesach o'al moed, you see, then the vilon will be a mechitza. It'll be a mafsik. So, Reb Zera's answer, the way the Grizz is learning, is he's definitely learning that it's a structural halacha. It's halacha in the state of the Mikdash. It has to be pasuach for avoda to take place. The store has to be open. Okay? The heichal has to be open. Has to be pasuach. But now what he's saying is that the vilon, even though it's part of the structure of the Migdash, right? Oh, but you see that that in no way affects the status of the Heichel be considered open. Now, it's true that Heichel requires a Masach. And therefore, there's something hanging in front of the doorway of the Heichel. So even though that's true, that that is the Tzuras HaMikdash, that it structurally requires that Masach, but you see from Mishkan, there was never a din to be Golal that. So therefore, you know, prima facie, you know, that the Masach does not affect the Halacha of Asher Pesach Ol Moed. That's why he said, Vahu Atzmo. And there's the Vilon Atzmo. We know, it's Exeris HaKasav, we know that the Vilon itself is considered Pesach Pasuach. Because you see in Mishkan, even though there was a requirement of Pasuach, and the Masach was there, you never had to roll it back. So you see that the Torah considered just opening up the doorway sufficient to be defined as Pesach Pasuach, even though there was a thing part of the structure that was hanging down in front of it. That's why he answered that. For who atzmo einasalgam, meaning the vila. If you know what a vilon is, that vilon is the masach, and who atzmo, you know from Mishkan that has a din Pesach Pasuach. There's nothing you can do about that. That's it. See, that's why that is his raya, right? The Grizz, the Kasha, the Shittim, the Rabbeinu Peretz question: where's his raya? The answer is his raya is the very, very Gzeres HaKasav of the Torah. This is not stam a vilon. This is the vilon that's a masach, the din masach, the masach ala heichal. And you see that the masach ala heichal did not in any way interfere with the halacha asher pesach al moed. So that answers the question. Yeah, just to modify one point. There's, in a sense, the way I'm explaining the Grizz, and I hope I'm right, is that Reb Zeira is not really answering the Iboya directly. The Iboya was, would if you had a Stam Vilon, would that be a mafsik or not? Would that affect Asher Pesach Ol Moed? Because that's a question whether it's a lach in the Maisa Voda that has to be, you know, it's Lifnei HaPesach Pasuach, right? It's a Kiyam in the Avoda. It has to be in front of the Pesach Pasuach. It has to be related to the Pesach Pasuach. Or is it just simply a din in the Cheftza Shel Migdash, what state it's in, that it's Pasuach? And as long as Pasuach, you'll be fine. So Reb Zeira is saying, Kaposha Reb Zeira is not that he's answering the Ibaya. He's just saying one thing. That the vilon that you guys are talking about is the Masach. Because that's what you're talking about. Asher Pesach Ol Moed. I don't have to answer your question which way it is. Because the Masach is a separate din that inherently it's not considered a interference. Yeah. Hu atzmo. It's halacha in this thing. I'm not answering your question. That's what Reb Zeira is saying. That's why he doesn't have to bring a raya. He's saying, you're asking me, is this apples or oranges? I'm answering, no, it's pears. It's a different thing. This is the masach. And the masach, by definition, is not considered a problem. Right? Uval korchach dekachu ikr dina v'toraso shalam masach she'eno elaka pesach pasuach. That's the way a Pesach Pasuach looks like in the Mikdash. You open the doors and there's a Masach still there, in front of it. You don't have to be Golel the Masach. And where do you know this from? That's the structure of the Mishkan. That's the way it was. The Masach was always there, even though they were being Makrav Karbanos in the Chatzar. In the Chatzar Ol Moed. So that's the answer. That's why it doesn't bring a raya. He's telling you it's not part of your Ibaya. That's good. I think that's what he's saying.
Could it be that he's learning that the next Ibaya is...
Because that's right, and that's why the Gemara, Dave is right. That's why the Gemara comes back with Gova, because it hasn't resolved that question. That's why the Gemara originally thought, the Gemara's Havamina by Gova was, that there was actually like a mound, a tail in front of the thing, that was like breaking, like blocking off. From the standpoint of the guy doing the avoda down below, it's blocking it off. And the Gemara answers, no, that it's not. But that's very good. That's why the Gemara comes back with that case. Because you still haven't resolved the question, is if you have something extraneous to the structure, will that affect the halacha of Pesach Ol Moed? That's pretty good. Yeah, and that's what you see. That Pesach Pasuach by Mishkan meant that the paroches, or the doors, the whatever it is, was open. But the vilon, i.e. the masach, that could remain there, and yet you still see it as a din of Pesach Pasuach. Yeah. But of course, you see, what he's showing you, this is based on the idea from the Rambam. That he discovered before. The idea that Masach is considered Tachas Abinyan. And that's, it's not just Litzniyus of Alma. It's the Din Masach of Mishkan. It's a structural halacha. And having that concept helps you explain Reb Zeira, this Gemara over here. And why, the Kasha, I guess that intrigued him. It's a nice Kasha, the Rabbeinu Peretz asked. Like, how did he... How did he come down with a decision without any rayas? How did he do that in Ibaya? You need a tashma, you need something. You need a proof. You can't ask a chakira and then say, well, I just like this side. So he's showing you, because he's answering it with, it's a different phenomenon. It's a beautiful pshat he's giving. At least the way I understand it. Okay. No, we're not trying to work it out according to Rashi. But I think Rashi is sensitive to the problem, the way he words, Hu atzmo, vilon atzmo, eino chashev ela kepesach pasuach, dilitzniyusa ba'alma of it. He's saying that if you mean you're asking me, what's the lach of the vilon? So he's saying, I don't know, you have to figure out what the boy is and how this answer is. It's a problem. It's not so simple. Okay. Now let's just finish up the Griz. Okay. V'yuin sham betosu shekasu da haparochos shel kachay kachim mafsikin shelo yichoshev pesach o hamoed. We're not taking up Tosus in depth, but the way at least Tosus seems to learn the sugya, it has to do something with something really visual here, that you really have to be able to see, in some sense, the Pesach. And that's why the Gemara has all these problems, depending on where you're doing Shechita. All right? We're not opening up ourselves to that area, but anyhow, but based on that, Tosas Esakasha, he's worried about if you're doing Shechita on the backside of the Hechel. you're in the Kodesh Kedashim side. And there'll be a space there between the end of the Heichal, the end of the Kodesh Kedashim, and then the wall of the Chatzar. So once the guy did a Shechita back there, let's say he's doing a Karban Shlom. Okay? Because he couldn't do a, he couldn't do a Kodesh Kodesh Kedashim, because that's not considered Safon. Safon ends at the Heichal. At the beginning of the Heichal, you know, by the Ulam. Okay, but anyhow. So he's saying that the going in the other direction, how is it possible to be related to Pesach Ol Moed if you're on that side? There's going to be, you're going to hit the parochos of, that are being mavdeles between the Kodesh Kedashim and the Heichal. So where's Pesach Ol Moed from that direction? Okay? Va'keren Ore Hikshal Zaharei Vilon Ein Oposal. So the Keren Ore says, one second, but the Gemara here says a Vilon is nothing. Vilon's okay. Okay? So, Ulam Nira Pashit, the shiny parocha shall kache kachem, the ikar dinam hayadin mechitza, hein b'mishkan v'hein b'migdash. Ukmo akosel shall binyan the gemiri ichlo binyan ichlo b'parochas. V'shaper hein mafsikin uposlim. V'rakal vilon shall hechal hu darmin the dino kepesach pasuach. Yeah, so he answers very well. He answers very well that no, Tosas Kasha is a good Kasha. Because once again, you're dealing with a different kind of vilon here. When it says vilon, the Gemara was talking about some extraneous mechitza. Right? And the Gemara finally conclude, let's say he like the Keren Ora says, that what? Vilon's not a mafsik. Yeah, that's because it's extraneous. It's extraneous. The structure's still open. One second. Something's bothering me. Yeah, if you take a look at the Keren Ora, his raya that Vilon is Eino Posel is from the Rambam. The Rambam is in Maisa Karbonas Perek Hei Alacha Hei. And the Rambam says, Afilo hayu dal sosav mugafos, hareze kenol, aval haparocha sha'olav eina poseles. Oh, so I mean, let's forget about all the problems of Tosis for a minute. But now I see what the Griz means, that the Keren Ora's kasha is no kasha. Because the Keren Ora's kasha is that a vilon's eino posel. Yeah, but but his raya is from the paroches sha'al dalsos ha'hechal, which according to the Griz, that's the idea of masach. That's the masach. That's the Rambam shita. That's the masach. And by masach, it's an intrinsic halacha that it's not mafsik. It doesn't play into the role of what the halacha status of vilonos are. It has its own status of being a masach. You can't even bring a raya from it. It's no kasha. But you don't know that the parochas of kachay kachim, that's mavdil, maybe that is a mafsik. That's a separate question. That's what the Griz wants to show. That according to his answer, his concept in the Rambam, with Masach, he'll also answer up the Keren Ora's Kasha. It's no Kasha on Tosis. Keren Ora is mixing categories. That's the parochas of the Heichal. Huh, the parochas of the Heichal, that's the Did Masach. And that we know intrinsically is considered Pesach Pasuach. So therefore, it's no Kasha. Okay, let's leave it at that. I don't want to get lost too much in that Tosis, but... Now I at least want to understand why the Griz didn't think the Keren Ora's kasha was a kasha based on what he said. All right, it's very good.
Why is he answering by talking about the parochas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim
being? I don't know what you're harping on. Exactly. I mean, the Griz says at the end of the piece, the Keren Ora asked, "Harei vilon eino posel," and the Griz's basic answer is no. V'rakal ha'vilon shel heichal hu damrin in the dino kepesach pasuach. U'kamoshik asavna nira. Meaning you can't ask a kasha about other parochos. So it's very good. Tosis asking Kash because he's not talking about the vilon on the Heichal. He's talking about the problem is that what's going to be mafsik is a real mechitza, a real din parochas. How do you know that's considered Pesach Pasuach? You don't know that. You only know Masach is considered Pesach Pasuach. That's what he wanted to show from this whole thing. So it's very good. It's a nice logical answer. And shows that the Keren Orah made a, you know, it's a mistake. And his Zuraya from the Rambam is not legit, because the Rambam is talking about specifically not Stam Parochos. He's talking about the Parochos that's on the Heichal, which we just got done saying that's the din of Reb Zeira, who Atzmo Nasa Kepesach Pasuach. That's a separate halacha. So it answers up that thing. So the Grizz never answers. So he answers a lot of things, gives you a lot of very nice ideas, but as you can see, never answered the kasha of what do you do with the pasuk. Why didn't the Gemara know about the pasuk? That he doesn't answer. All right, very good.